The Greek word for send is where we get the word apostle. Now, if you turn with me just back just a little bit to Acts chapter 9. So when you're looking at Romans chapter 1, Acts is on the other page. Just keep going back until you get to chapter 9. And it will be helpful for you to look at this. Acts chapter 9, starting at verse 10. So you find that on page 1105 in a Bible at the end of a row. Listen to what this says. Now, there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. When God calls you, you answer, here I am, Lord. Ready, at your service. I'm your servant. Where would you like me to go? Here I am. Send me. Ananias responds to the Lord, just like Isaiah or anyone else. And the Lord said to him, rise and go to Straight Street, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is praying. Now, folks, prayer is a sign of salvation. Look at that in the scripture. In Acts, and when we taught through Acts chapter 9, we said this then, and we're looking at Acts chapter 9 to talk about the calling of Paul that he's speaking about in Romans. But look what God says to Ananias. There's a guy named Saul, and behold, he's praying. That matters. Are you a person who is saved? Are you a person who is changed? Are you a person with a relationship with God? One of the telltale signs of whether you have that and are living that is your prayer life. And God highlights it here when he's talking to Ananias. He is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. I've already told him you're coming, so go. But Ananias answered in verse 13, Lord, I have heard many things about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. Like, Lord, maybe you don't know, but this guy's a bad guy. I think you're making a bad choice here, Lord. It's almost like that. I mean, he's having a vision. God's speaking to him. Maybe he's reasoning with himself like, oh, maybe this isn't God, right? Because in the book of Acts, you have Luke recounting the story as it's told by many people, as he's telling it to this person, Theophilus, that it says in Acts chapter 1, who he's writing to. So there is back and forth, but in your head, if you think you're hearing from God, what's that like? And what is the protection against you being a crazy who believes everything you think and you say, God told me to rob the bank, you know? I mean, you do reason in your head whether you'll do something or not. You don't just get up and, you know, sell the family car for £2 to somebody and move on because God told you to do it. Well, where's your family, you know? Or maybe God does lead you to do something that's peculiar, but how do you know that it's God? We have to wrestle with this in our walk, in our spiritual walk with God. And here's Ananias having a vision, working it out. Not disobedient, not cheeky, but God, it doesn't make sense for you to ask that because here's what I know, but look what God says to him. It says in verse 15 of Acts chapter 9, the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine, to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake, for the sake of my name. Paul is a servant sent by God with a message for you who live in the end times. Remember when Peter said these are the end times? We talked about that last week. Here is the message. Jesus is the Son of God. Do you see that in Romans? The King of the Jews by heritage, descendant from David, divine by nature, and it's proven by his resurrection, established in the fabric of reality, the physical and the spiritual reality, descendant from David, and proven to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. This is a wonderful message. And the fact that Jesus is the King and Creator of all things is proven by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus is demonstrated to be the Messiah. Now, if you turned with me a little bit back more to Matthew chapter 11, I'm actually just going to read five verses to you, so maybe you just want to listen, but it is Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 6. So if I turn to Matthew and chapter 11, and page 983 is where you find Matthew 11, and verse 2 says this, and this about who Jesus is and how people check and how you can know. In Matthew chapter 11, John the Baptist heard in prison about the deeds of Christ. And he sent word by his disciples. So he got his disciples to go to Jesus and tell this to Jesus. And they said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Now remember, this is John who baptized Jesus in the Jordan and saw the Holy Spirit come down and rest upon him. This is John who, when Jesus walked by, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John has already declared his belief in Jesus Christ. But do you know what? John is in prison. John has not seen the defeat of the Romans and God set up his kingdom. John's understanding of the Messiah was like many Jewish people's understanding of the Messiah. He is the person who's going to come at the end of time and set things right, and then God's kingdom will reign on the earth. But that hasn't happened yet. And so here's John, and John is saying, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" John is thinking, maybe I'm not the voice in the desert saying, "Make straight the path of the Lord." Maybe Jesus is that one. Maybe there's someone else coming. Because John's like, "I'm in prison. If I was a key player, would I be in prison? Would God not, like Elijah or Elisha in the past, vanquish any people who came against me? Are you the one, or should we look for another?" And then in verse 4, Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and what you see." And Jesus describes his calling card, his credentials. "The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me." We're invited to believe the testimony about Christ, to come and to serve Jesus. We're called to belong to Christ, like it says in Romans in that first introduction. We are called into community as followers of Jesus Christ.